Customers of the Redway Community Services District will be treated to new meters funded through a SEAT program. The new digital meters will allow both the district and customers to view their water usage in real time. General Manager Cody Cox discussed the meters with the RCSD board during their April meeting.
It's part of the Department of Water Resources Emergency Water Storage and Supply Project. So we have some very dated, some over 35 years old, meters in the ground. We secured 750 electronic or AMI automated meter infrastructure meters in the grant. We've already received the first shipment of 125, putting in about 30 a month right now. We're kind of cruising on that and getting better at it. So what that means for our ratepayers is that obviously they're new meters, but there's a WaterScope feature on it. It's called WaterScope, and it allows the ratepayers to look at their usage and all the other applications that it has that come along with it, like, you know, adding alarms, all that stuff. You can set all that stuff up.
Cox said replacing old meters allows the district to track water usage more accurately, and with the digital meters being installed, reader meters will become a thing of the past, though periodic inspections will still occur. The new meters will not only allow the district to catch water leaks between billing cycles, it will allow RCSD staff to track water usage trends in regards to another district concern, accessory dwelling water usage, an often discussed topic at RCSD board meetings.
As far as the motorhomes and the trailers go, yeah, we're going to have the electronic meters going in. We will know when they came into that parcel. Obviously, we'll be able to see the detail of the flow, and everything is largely enforceable through our electric meters.
The RCSD board has been working on updating their policies to reflect current laws and regulations while addressing concerns facing the district. The current ADU, or accessory dwelling unit, policy states that the district may require a detached ADU to have a separate connection, a requirement that would result in a lofty one-time service connection fee, as well as a monthly minimum bill of over $130. However, Cox updated the board, stating that state laws designed to encourage ADU construction to alleviate the state's housing shortage crisis would not allow them to make such a requirement. Though added monthly service revenue helps fund the district's operational costs, the additional cost, if required, could pose an economic hardship for county residents, which, according to the U.S. Census, have a median income of under $58,000 annually, with 18% of the county's residents living below the poverty level. Regardless, Cox stated the district staff would be monitoring water use carefully.
We can absolutely not give them another separate meter. And they get to share the same trunk line of sewer.
Right.
The whole point of an ADU is because of the hardship of Americans and all that. So, like, that's the whole thing.
Another concern for the district is cross-connection contamination from ADUs, though Cox stated he has a plan for that.
Careful of is making sure that any ADUs that go in will require a backflow device and maybe even a larger size meter for flow. Those are the things that we can do it, but it needs to be spelled out in the language and the ordinance.
Cox explained the issues surrounding cross connections and how to mitigate potential issues, not only with ADUs, but all RCSD customers.
A cross connection and backflow prevention protection is water that goes through a meter to a ratepayer. That water, we don't want that water back. We don't want reversal flow. We don't want anybody getting sick. We don't know what's on that side of the meter. That water is considered used at that point, and we prevent it from coming back. So some of the things that can cause that are auxiliary water supplies, such as wells, pressure tanks, fire flow systems, so on and so forth.
To date, RCSD has been following Title 17 guidelines for backflow device requirement guidance. However, Cox stated that it is only a matter of time before the district will need a policy of their own.
We're going to need an actual written program. We can't just live off of Title 17 anymore. It's going to be based off of that, but we need our own program that's specific to our district and our degrees of hazards that exist in our district for potential cross connections.
Board Member Marie Etherton asked if only connections with a deemed risk of cross-connection would be required to have the devices installed. But Cox suggested every RCSD connection should have a backflow device requirement.
So in my opinion, as a cross-connection control specialist, the answer to that question is yes. If you have a pool, you need a backflow device. If you have a fire flow system, you need a backflow device.
How do we know if we have one of those?
That is in the inspections part of this, which is in the general manager report. I'm going to be conducting inspections as we install meters. The degree of hazard and the surveys will be conducted. We have backflow assemblies coming, and we're going to be using double check valve assemblies.
In addition to costs incurred by the district, the RCSD ratepayers will also bear direct costs to the backflow device implementation the district is considering.
This is going to be a touchy situation because it is up to the homeowner to pay for this based on the degree of hazard, you know, that dictates what backflow goes in.
The latest report from the RCSD states that RCSD customers owe over $139,000 in unpaid water and sewage fees, with 24 residences currently disconnected due to payment failure. Cognizant of financial hardships to their customers, the GM and board members discussed assuming some of the labor costs associated with the backflow device installation.
I'm suggesting that we install some of these at our cost, but then as far as these require an annual test. And so they have to be tested every single year. So it's an annual test, and some districts require two. So if we cover the installation, they must pay for the tests and repairs every year.
Cox estimated each double check valve to cost RCSD customers $150 and the annual test of each unit to cost around $35. If the device fails the test, repairs and an additional test will also be billed to the customer. Board member Michael McCaskill encouraged those present to find an affordable, if not free, option to alleviate the financial burden from RCSD customers.
I mean, I would love to charge them nothing if it really takes 10 minutes for almost all of them.
We can't do that.
Though an added cost to a struggling customer base may seem counterproductive to the RCSD ratepayers already struggling to meet current bills, Cox, a certified backflow device inspector, encouraged the board to move forward with a district program.
We're doing ourselves a huge favor if we put these backflows in now, because I'm telling you, the state's coming down on this and requiring us to have our own program. You can't just say, oh, we're Title 17, you know, we do everything that says, which nobody ever does. It has to be specific in your own program. So it's up to the local water purveyor, and any district or purveyor that has a program must have a specialist, and we have a specialist.
The next meeting of the RCSD board will be held on May 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at the RCSD offices located at 1150 Evergreen Road, Suite 2 in the Meadows Business Park in Redway. For KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.